Iraq's president has intervened to try to end the political turmoil in Baghdad. He's asked the deputy speaker to replace Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and form a new government. The United States has begun sending weapons to the Iraqi Kurds to help them fight Islamic State militants. Back home, Australia and the US will hold talks in Sydney today to discuss the crisis.
We stand ready to partner with Iraq in its fight against these terrorist forces. Without question, that effort will be advanced if Iraqis continue to build on today's progress and come together to support a new and inclusive government.
Barack Obama speaking a short time ago. Prime Minister Tony Abbott says he and his Dutch counterpart are determined to continue recovery efforts at the MH17 crash site. Mr. Abbott has met Prime Minister Rutte in The Hague to thank him for his leadership in response to the tragedy. Banks are facing what's likely to be the broadest class action in Australian legal history. Lawyers are launching legal action against the ANZ, Citibank and Westpac over credit card late fees worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Lawsuits against NAB, American Express and the Commonwealth Bank are expected to follow. Bank customers will not have to register to be part of the class action. And three Australian tourists are in hospital after a light plane crash in Zimbabwe. The plane went down not long after takeoff from an airport at Victoria Falls. One local newspaper reports the Australians and the German pilot are all in a critical condition.